Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Poetic Patterns. My name is Jane, and I'm here with Avril. Hi, Avril.
Hello. Hello, Jane. Hello, everyone.
And so we're doing this show as a lovely tribute to Almeen and her wonderful teachings. And today we're going to celebrate the divine marriage of masculine and feminine through calling and pairing the 20 god-goddess archetypes. Let us consecrate the sacred union of our god-goddess selves. Prepare thus the sacred chalice, the holy vessel, which receives the elixir of infinite intent in its divine mystery, swirling and savoring the luxury and luminosity of the unfathomable as it ignites voluptuous expression. Starbursts of qualities that take form as the magical life. The vessel itself is but the unfettered current within the infinite ocean, lightly crafted by our focus, fluidly shifting as the infinite stirs us. Porous it is. Truly united with the ocean. So we call all of you to join us in this lovely ceremony. And before we begin on the ceremony proper, I at least anyway, have chosen a card from the Divinity deck, the Divinity Quest. And it is number 35, Plihanus Arakta Prihesh. To search for freedom within existing paradigms and belief systems is an irreconcilable contradiction. True freedom can only be found by one who has the courage to leave the mindset of the tribe behind. Plihanus Arakta Prihesh.
Thank you, Jane. I got number 44, Nansarut Rexbavi Kranu. Hardship is perpetuated by the false value we place on hard-won achievements. Let your heart swell with praise and gratitude at gifts of grace, that the accomplishments of your life may be effortless. Nansarut Rexbavi Kranu. And then, as part of our procedure on the show, we also select randomly a fragrance oil to sniff and scent and delight in. And so I randomly picked up Narcissus, which is a delightful oil. And Almien says it's the little folks, the fairies, the elves, the gnomes, they really respond to Narcissus. This is, Narcissus.
And I have chosen Blend of the Gods. Stand tall, a pillar indeed, a pillar of the temple. Stand tall. Let the power ripple through you, knowing that ultimately there is no power at all. Stand tall. Chaha te ke ko ko thara ta ka na ma ya la ka ta. Sho ta ha thara ta ta ka ta ye. Ka ka ta pa hai ya la na. Yo ta ka ya ta ha ra. ye lekha thani ma ya la takata ya thi po ya la la takata mana ha yo ye ke yo ya la ka ye kana me ka te ko ya la kata po ho po ho ya thi ma ya la takaha ye That is my perspective.
In love, praise, gratitude, and surrendered trust, we will be calling the 20 God and Goddess archetypes as a statement of our intent to invoke the divine marriage of all life within. I'll start with the Goddess archetype first and pair with the male. Number one, Mishpah Resvi. She who breathes life into dreams, fertility and rapid manifestation result from the cooperative creativity of the masculine and feminine, the combination of quality and quantity, activity within rest. God archetype, number one. Kechmet va urvaset, Lord of inclusiveness. This archetype closes the gap between cause and effect, which is the essential meaning of white magic. In closing the gap between giving and receiving and other polar opposites, the density of life decreases. So that was Mishpa Horefi and Chechmet Va Urvaset.
Two. Goddess Viresva Ashana, she who gathers gems of inspiration. The past remains as part of the present, as its inspiration. This creates inspired living. God, too, Bara Kruvaya, Lord of Inspiration. Akashic records are held in place during past cycles of life by ghosts of the past. This archetype releases attachments to the past by incorporating them into the present as inspiration for change and accomplishment. Is Viresva Ashana and Bara Kruvaya.
Number three, Belsva Mivechvi, she who parts the veils. The law of compensation creates a circular movement, like a dog chasing its tail. Within physicality, something all is always owed. In recognizing indivisible fullness, life becomes still. Number three, Bresh Branuch Aravat, Lord of the Clearing of Karma. Karma is deliberately created by life and death so that awareness is called back to their realms. The body, which uses the tool of life, deliberately creates blind spots that obscure the proper motivation for our actions. The soul deliberately gives bad advice as we call upon our higher self so as to create emotional turmoil. Creating karma in the soul world we pass to after death. Unfulfilled karma has been the lure of the soul and the body to perpetuate its cycles of existence. This archetype helps see behind the appearances that obscure clear vision so as to eliminate karma and thereby the tyranny of life and death. Belspar Mivechvi and Bresh Branuch Arava.
Goddess Krishna Harasti, she who hears the eternal song. The feminine realms lie outside the physical cosmos, the way a Nagual's double luminous cocoon overlap each other. They are both dream bodies. To know the song of the dreamer is to know future trends. And the fourth god, Mishpesh Brak Sanavik, Lord of Integration of Opposites. Mind chooses through intelligence. The heart chooses through sentimental value. Both are based on judgment. In a life surrendered to the orchestration of the Infinite One, there is no personal choice other than the excellence with which you perform the inevitable. This archetype replaces judgment with inspired excellence. Krishna Harasti and Mishpesh Brak Sanavik.
Number 5. Bivinet Ashi. She who restores dynamic balance through adjusting emphasis. The knowledge that we change the outer world by adjusting the one within is represented by this archetype. Number 5. Briach Bresh Veset, Lord that clears inertia. When it is time for the veils of illusion that form the incubation chambers of life to release, it can either be done through forced change or through the gentle promptings of the dance. He promotes inspired change through promptings of rapture, passion and joy, rather than through the painful change that is forced upon us. Bivinet Ashi and Briach Bresh Veset.
6. Goddess Meresh Aristu, she who embraces spontaneous experience. The masculine illusion that we need to age rather than joyfully experiencing unfolding life is dissolved by spontaneous living. And the god is Bishparach Nuvaset, Lord of the Adventure of the Journey. This archetype promotes the knowledge that nothing is hidden. We hide portions of existence from ourselves simply by contracting our focus, either to promote the appreciation of the details or as a means of guiding us into a new direction. He promotes perception that eliminates the illusion of victimhood. Meresh Arestu and Bishparach Nuvaset.
Number 7. Nichtararech Usvi. She who lives the poetic perspective, the graceful elegance of becoming an unfolding work of art, is embodied by this archetype. And number 7, Brish Paran Pararoth Braset, Lord who holds the vision. This archetype combines fluidity with vision. He instills the knowledge that all foreseen possibilities are but a fluid starting point of excellence beyond the imagining. Genius and exceptional accomplishments cannot be foreseen within existing paradigms. This is the principle this archetype represents. Nich Tararech Usvi and Brish Paraof Braset.
8. Avaresi Hunarat, she who knows graceful change through surrendered trust. The illusion that something is gone because its contribution is less emphasized is replaced by an endless perspective. And the god, Avaventura Mishael, Lord of the Cycles. This archetype uses the simultaneous expression of opposites in a dance of mutual inspiration to eliminate linear change. He facilitates the ability to know the eternal, indivisible intent of the infinite. Avaresvi Hurarat and Avaventura Mishael.
9. Meshrut Aravesh Bavi. She who knows the bounty of limitless supply, not holding on to present manifestations, but knowing ourselves to be conduits of everlasting supply, we become one with abundant life. 9. Vrabha Usvaset Nichtar, Lord of the Flow of Awareness. He encourages the removal of resistance to the inevitable flow of existence, thereby stopping the movement of time. He promotes the purity of life through timelessness. Meshurut Aravesh Babi and Vrabha Usvaset Nichtar.
10. Goddess Nura Ustami. She who embraces the inspiration of creative flow. The eternal part of us is the creative dreamer, and life and death are works of art. And the god Vira Utret Unama, Lord of Illumination. This archetype knows the fluid structure through being the messenger of foreseeing infinite intent. He is also called the messenger of the mother. Nura Ustami and Vira Utret Unama.
11. Nuchret Aresvi, she who has found the innocence of unselfconscious living. Life can be renewing, or death can be allowed to erode life away, for it is to be renewed. For it to be renewed, we must be free of self-reflection. 11. Pret Prak Paravur Viles. Vileshta, Lord of Hierarchy and Government. This archetype carries the knowledge that in the surrendered life, the only part that can be governed is the quality of one's response to that which is unfolding. This affects the quality of the environment. Change is exponential and graceful when the little egoic self surrenders to infinite's intent. Nuchret Eresvi and Pretpak Paravur Vileshta.
Number 12, Goddess Nishit Viraspi Hiresha. She who embraces the impure within the pure. The rejecting of the impure is a judgment of the heart that strengthens it, allowing the impure to pass through the pure, like wind through the trees. And the God, Treshpa Uvraspi Hurastat, Lord of Energy Distribution. This archetype is also known as the Divine Lover. He is the one that surrenders to his divine counterpart in unconditional love. He is the bringer of resurrection as the body embraces the soul. Neshet Viraspi Heresha and Treshpa Uvraspi Hurastat.
13. Sha Uravi. She who sees with new eyes, the deceit of our vision is that form is unchangeable and solid. Seeing the ever-renewing aspect of existence is to see the ever-renewing ocean of eternity. 13. Garanashud Uhasvi. He who prevents dream interference. The shallow, hastily lived life is one in which we forsake the self and reach outside ourselves to be fulfilled. This masculine distortion is repaired by the ability to self-fertilize from the centered balance of being at home for ourselves. It is not in doingness, but in beingness that the seeds of our dreams take root. The inner world, rather than the outer world, is the fertile soil. Cha Uravi and Garanashud Uhasvi.
14. Goddess Paramanuvi, she who creates games of inspiration from discarded moments of the past. The past is acknowledged as being one with the moment, as is the future. It is used to create the artistic expression of the unfolding eternal moment. The past games of inspiration are used in stories, songs, dance, and other things. God, Mahta Huraspi, he who banishes despair with hope. When this archetype is dormant, we pacify the need for complexity that reason has, both in ourselves and in others. When it is present, we know through the high heart and the sternum the distilled essential meaning from multiple related facts. We know the core essence of situations effortlessly, and solutions seem inevitable. This archetype may retrospectively seek to support his effortless knowledge through reason, but knows that reason is less trustworthy than inevitability. Paramanuvi and Mahta Hurasvi.
Just to say that the live show will end in just over a minute, but we will continue with the calling of the God and Goddess archetypes, and it will be recorded in the archives. So just have a listen in the archives and you'll hear them all. So at this point, I won't start with number 15, but we will leave the 40 seconds left in silence and then continue on after the show ends, simply because we don't want to get cut off mid-live stream by the listeners that are with us. All right, Jane, so I'll recommence once the live show has ended, mm-hmm. but this will be recorded.
Lovely.
Lovely. number 15. Brish Branavi. She who brings fluidity to form. When patterns of space are replaced by fluidity, so are predictable patterns of time. This sets us free from repetitive cycles of mediocrity into spontaneous excellence. Number 15. Trich Var Anesva, he who safeguards angels. This archetype sees problems as doorways to an existence of more depth and quality. The goddess archetypes are traditionally the bringers of quality to existence. These god's qualities allow problems to be viewed from the detached perspective of finding which life-enhancing properties are not being lived. They are then incorporated into our existence. Brish Branavi and Trich Var Anesva.
16. Goddess Mara Ananda, she who blossoms the seeded idea. Ideas that are only mind-based are barren seeds planted in infertile ground. The mind alone cannot create the flowering of ideas beyond the mediocrity of the past. The way the feminine nurtures the seeds of thought is through intuition, effortless knowing, and inevitability. The conception of the idea uses these ways of knowing and conceiving it. The way to nurture it is with the full senses of wholeness. Tactile exploration, for example, coupled with the other senses. An example would be the refined exploration of textures, even to the point of tasting them in the mouth, the way babies explore their world. And the god Ekresh Varnit Haresta, he who maintains the integrity of incarnations. This god archetype eliminates the fear of expansion. Distorted emotion comes from distorted vision. The illusion that births this fear is that we cannot interpret that which we cannot contain. We express from the vast, indivisible ocean of the infinite being through the tool of body and soul merged into a resurrected body. It is the ocean of infinity in which each being is a current that interprets the expression. However large the tool becomes, it will still have its experiences interpreted by the ocean. It is this desire to contain that has trapped us in matrices made by mind. The fear it has generated is that of madness and loss of self-awareness or not being able to feel. Mara Ananda and Ekresh Varnit Haresta.
17. Kranuk Asedi. She who conducts the unfolding song. She who conducts the unfolding song. She who conducts the unfolding song. Like the notes on a piano, the chambers of the DNA in the form of a rose are emphasized through the inspiration we receive. This in turn orchestrates through emphasis the events in our environment. 17. Urtra Manunesh, he who purifies membranes. He who purifies membranes. He who purifies membranes. He who purifies membranes. Tra la 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 la. This god archetype knows that excellence is boundless and that its expression has no ultimate limit. The best can always get better when we expect to be amazed. Standards of excellence do not exist when we use yesterday's excellence as an inspiration of appreciation. As our appreciative awareness is awakened, it begets more. When we try to own or hold on to excellence or extreme beauty, it becomes a stuck ceiling of tomorrow's mediocrity. Kranuk Esevi and Ertra Manunesh.
Goddess Esikret Virabi, she who unlocks the treasure chest. There are centers throughout the body that bring great gifts as they awaken to their higher function. The womb, for example. In godhood, men have an invisible womb in the inner space that serves the same higher purpose. So the womb is the seat of deep contentment and the reservoir of the body's energy that can be drawn upon as needed. And the god Krishva Merishtu Anas, he who sweeps the cosmos, also known as the god of the Ankh. He represents the cooperation of the hidden organs to bring about creative redirecting of the invisible flow of circumstances. The prana in the new spine, the pranic tube, accesses the essence of events. It tastes their quality in the center for essential knowing, and then around the skull activates the inspiration of past events in the higher function of the amygdala and the medulla. It activates the higher function of the pineal to effortlessly know, and then flows back down to the perineum to discard old standards. It also flows out of the hands to create opportunities of simultaneous giving and taking, drawing the shape of the Ankh through the body. Esikret Virabi and Krishva Merishtu Anas.
Number 19, Slihanat Ushana, she who establishes self-dignity through self-sovereignty. The imagined dependency of the feminine on outside sources to sustain it yields to the supreme knowing of one's being as your sustenance. In quiet confidence lies the feminine strength. In quiet confidence lies the feminine strength. 19. Kanus Hasvavi, he who holds all in a tender embrace. From the confident and quiet inner strength of this masculine archetype, gentle tenderness is born. He embraces all creatures with gentle but firm inclusiveness. He emanates compassion, compassionate strength, and it's magnanimous and open-hearted. He emanates compassionate strength and is magnanimous and open-hearted. Plihanat Ushana and Kanus Hasvavi.
And our final beautiful couple, Goddess Brivabi Nishanat, she who manifests through the power of the high heart. The opening of the higher function of the high heart, found in the sternum or upper chest, moves all elements in our environment into aligned support for the envisioned manifestations of our dreams. It functions fully when accompanied by trust in the benevolence of existence. And God Mahtu Hiravat, the one who lives the bounty of the magic life. He manifests with the authentic and full expression of his life, the bounteous gifts of the magic of the gods. His life is full and abundant because he is the embodied expression of adoration in action. Every act is a reverent act of devotion. Every act is a reverent act of devotion. And that is Brivabi Nishanat and Mahtu Hiravat. United in sacred marriage.
Have you got the confetti ready, Jane? A rainbow shower of confetti.
Oh, that's the confetti.
Hurrah.
Oh my goodness. Sing, choir of rainbow. All glory to the infinite, forever and ever.
All glory. And thank you to everybody that's linked into this, and to our beloved Almeen. And maybe to finish, Jane, because we're on recorded time now, We had our own personal sound elixirs, but we just didn't get time to play them. Should we play out with them, do you think?
I think we could do that. And would I just say, just for anyone who has come upon this by chance, that the material that we're using for our beautiful ceremony is from the ceremony.
Course, living in the bounty.
The magic of the gods from Almeen. And there is lots and lots of beautiful, extraordinary material to be enjoyed and embodied.
Absolutely.
In this lovely work. So, it's been a great pleasure, Avril.
Oh, thank you, Jane. Absolutely. It's been wonderful. And so we'll play out. Do you want to your elixir first or mine? I don't mind.
Just hit play.
Okay, here we go.
You can go alphabetically.
Well, we can just have them anonymous and see if people can guess who's it is.
Okay.
Well,